You're about to rock, Q94. I'm Gary Lee, and your coaches' shows are continuing. And we'll have some more coaches on, but we're going to go up into northern Howell County and talk with the Willow Springs Bears. Play-by-play analysis, Marty Spence. And, of course, you know, just as a side job, he's the superintendent. Sets down and talks with Willow Springs Bears head football coach Logan Swallum as they come off another nice win. And here it is, Marty Spence and Logan Swallum on your coach's show on the Mountain of Rock, Q94.
Good morning. It's Football Friday in the Ozarks. Time for another edition of the Willow Springs Bears coach's show with head coach Logan Swallum. And coach, as we get ready for tonight's action, the Bears have a winning record.
Yeah,
that's a nice feeling,
yeah,
right?
Awesome. Yeah, it's 2-1. You know, obviously got a little winning streak going on, so it's nice to have that feeling. And I know it's really nice. You know, those kids have that feeling when they haven't had that feeling here recently. So it's really nice to have that feeling.
Big win over Kabul last Friday, 14-13, a 1-point win. It was kind of a sloppy first half, lots of fumbles on both sides of the ball, and went into the locker room with a scoreless game, which not what I was expecting out of that first half, for sure.
You know, coaches at Kabul, they did a really nice job of getting their players prepared. You know, our guys, I thought we had a really nice game plan going in. Obviously, it started raining there at the beginning of the game. Had some snap problems early on. Had some turnovers early on, you know, getting down there in the red zone. Just the execution was not there early. You know, but kudos to them. They hats off to our kids. You know, they persevered. You know, whenever it would have been easy for them not to. So really proud of them doing that. Really proud of the coaches of staying upbeat, you know, keeping the kids engaged on the sidelines, even the ones out there on the field, you know, playing, you know, making some minor adjustments throughout the game and at halftime, I think really helped us. But really proud of our kids of persevering and fighting through some adversity.
Coming out in the third quarter, Kabul able to capitalize on a big play. Both their touchdowns really came from some big plays for some kids that really weren't getting the ball a lot before that and kind of caught the Bears by surprise. But Jace Rogers with a big touchdown to put the Bears within one, and then you go for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, and, you know, it just kind of felt like one of them things, you know, momentum, keep momentum. And, you know, I feel like we were going to come through and get it on that two-point, and luckily we did and worked out. And, like I said, keep going back, you know, kids persevered and, you know, they kept battling. You know, there was a couple mistakes in either coverage or adjustments up front on the D-line, you know, that led to those really long scores by Kabul. But like I said, you know, we kept battling, kept pushing, and it's always hard to go over to Kabul and win no matter what year it is. It always seems like, you know, it's really tough. So really proud of our kids of pushing through and fighting through the adversity that they faced.
Big defensive stand really to end the game. Had Kabul pinned back fairly deep, and then they fumble the ball. And without any more timeouts, the Bears are just able to run out the clock. And one of those that you're happy to get out of there with a win, regardless of the point differential, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we just needed one first down after we got the possession of the ball back, and then we could run the rest of the clock out. And our guys came through. You know, we just pounded the ball and then got them to jump off sides on fourth down. And you know, it was an easy first down from there, and you know, and then took two knees and ran the clock out, and it was a good win. You know, proud of our kids of battling the whole night long throughout the game.
Just a good gritty win for the Bears. And your quarterback situation has kind of been fluid as the year goes on, with you've got a senior and a freshman, and just talk a little bit about that dynamic of what options that gives you as head coach.
Yeah, those two kids are—they're the, you know, some of the most hardest workers that we have in district. You know, with all their sports, they're kids that play multiple sport athletes. So we appreciate them, you know, contributing in other athletics here at the school, and you know, and really setting the tone for our team. You know, one's a really young kid, one's a veteran with athletics here at Willow, and you know, their skill sets are really, really good, and you know, we appreciate, just like we do all of our players, we appreciate the heck out of them for working hard and being coachable and you know, and leading the way for their group.
The Bears at 2-1 now, and going back on the road this week. It's another homecoming game. This time it's Mountain Grove for the Panthers, and Mountain Grove is a storied program in our area. They've got a new coach with a very familiar name in Coach Swofford, and 0-3 on the season. But Coach, I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're one of the best 0-3 teams in the state.
Yeah, I would definitely say that they are the best 0-3 team in the state, probably around, multiple states, I'll be honest with you. They've got a lot of skill. They play really physical. Coach Swofford, he's a Hall of Famer in my book. He does a really good job, and we know a lot of guys on the coaching staff and respect them all. And, it's going to be a tough battle for us. But like I tell the kids, a season ago, you get to be people's homecomings, and it needs to be a motivation factor, those types of things. It's not by, it's strategically placed. A lot of people, they pick you for homecoming because they want to have a successful night. It's going to be a goal of ours, to go over there and give them a battle, make them work for it, make them earn it, and see what happens. We just need to take care of the football and match their physicality. And, and I think we'll be just fine.
What is the game plan for a team like Mountain Grove that obviously they're big, they're physical, and they're going to try to push you guys around?
Their quarterback's probably one of the best players in the conference. I feel like, in my opinion, they do a really good job of running the football. They're an option team, and it makes it really difficult for opponents to defend you whenever you don't see it on a weekly basis. There are not many teams that are option teams anymore, so it makes it difficult because it's hard on the players, the scout players that you're going against, because it's easy to line up in certain formations, but it's not easy, for the quarterback or the wings or whatever else, you're reading this or reading that. And, so it makes it difficult to give yourselves a good look in practice. But, we've been doing the best we can, and I think we've got a good game plan to defend them. The biggest part is, just matching their physicality. They're really physical. And I think that'll be the most important thing, is just matching it, it'll help us in the end.
All right. Good luck tonight in Mountain Grove.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bears and the Mountain Grove Panthers tonight, kickoff at 7:00, and you can hear all the action on KUKU.